I believe, Al, are you up on the next one? We'll go to the action items. Number 25, the Lake Vermilion. It's part of the new commission recreation policy. We have you walk back and forth for the money.
You know the extra things that you get.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Al Nett, the Deputy Director for the Division of Parks and Recreation and the Commission, Secretary Rowling. Last time in January, we briefed on a proposal that the department was considering recommending to include the southeast boat ramp at Lake Vermilion within the park recreation area as a fee area to really charge a fee at that boat ramp. The reasons for recommending inclusion of that area in the fee area. I was in Lake Vermilion. The use at that park, especially the water-based recreation, continues to increase. It's increased steadily over the last 20, 30 years. And a lot of the development focus on Lake Vermilion has responded to some of that. And right now, Lake Vermilion is divided into two management units in terms of the recreation areas, that east unit and the west unit. And both those units have boat ramps that serve those areas. And over the years, because of the voting pressure, it's been necessary to invest heavily in those ramps to accommodate the additional use, the volume of use, by paving parking lots, widening the boat ramps, extending the boat ramps, installing security lights and toilets, and most of all, expanding parking and creating hard asphalt surfaces for the boat ramps. So right now, that southeast boat ramp, in addition to the other boat ramp, is at a very high standard of development and maintenance. And probably fits better into a method or mode of being in a fee area to help recuperate some of the increased maintenance and cost to develop and maintain those boat ramps. And also in that southeast ramp area, it's right adjacent to the recreation area, and for the casual observer, when you come to the park, it kind of feels like it's actually in the park as it is. So in order to maybe consider that area being part of the fee area, kind of looking at the options that the department or the commission might have to accommodate that, right now that boat ramp is in the lakeside use area, and that lakeside use area encompasses pretty much the southern portion of the dam, including the dam and the spillway and all the way up to the Kevin Village there. Right now, it's not the department's recommendation or suggestion to put a fee area on that whole lakeside use area. Right now, what we recommend is just keeping it to the boat ramp and keeping those areas that include the dam, the spillway, the tail race area there, as a free area for primarily fishing access and lake access there. So to be able to do that or to charge a fee on the lakeside use area require legislative action because those fee areas are enumerated in the state statute. And again, we do not feel it necessary or desirable to charge a fee on the entire lakeside use area, just maybe include that full ramp within the area there. You know, looking at some of the public comments that's come in, and we've had some discussions with the Wildlife Office in Sioux Falls about providing free access on Lake Vermilion. There is an area about a mile and a half to the north there that does provide some access with the assistance of some wildlife staff in Sioux Falls and the staff there in the park. So there could be some improvements made to that area as a free area. Where people can still launch small to medium-sized boats and have some good access there. But we could maybe do some things here within the next few months, to improve the surface of launching there, maybe smooth out some parking areas, put some gravel down, some things like that, some of that area there a little bit better as a way to make that access a little bit better there. So like I say, our staff, along with the wildlife staff in Sioux Falls, have kind of committed to us to move forward to the area that we can make some improvements to that. So So with that, again, we want to make sure that we keep the dam and the spillway area free access there, and that's part of our recommendation. And we are recommending this. So the commission supports this, that we would move forward with making those changes. In order to accommodate that into the recreation area, would require some minimal signing, maybe relocate the park's Iron Ranger and electronic kiosk there. There's nothing too complicated about making the change administratively. If approved, we could move forward with that yet this spring, and also embark on making those improvements at that north access area as soon as weather accommodates. That's a question.
All right, thank you, Al. Question from the commission. Commissioner Ressler.
What would that amount be?
It would basically be subject to, this is Jared, sorry. It would basically be subject to the same entrance fees as the recreation area, which would be the, either a daily fee of $8 or the sticker fee.
Are there thoughts or comments? If not, I'm entertaining the motion to approve or deny. It's approved. Thank you. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Aye. All the same sign, motion carries. Thank you all.
Thank you.